that Asa, he did an angaliya b'talmidei chachamim. And actually, that's what the Gemara says why he was punished. He took soldiers. He said, "Ain naki, lashon of the navi is nobody's off." He made everybody come to fight the war. Asa. And from everybody, the Gemara darshins there in Soita that number one, chosen v'kala, whether it was a chosen or kala, they had to go fight the war. Normally, we know that by a melchome, chosen kala potter, kala's potter anyway, she's a isha. And a chosen, first year, shana, noki yilabesa. For 1 year, he has to be clean. Doesn't go to war. And yet, Asa made the chosen come. Not only that, the Gemara says he was osam bangariyah b'talmidei chacham. He made talmidei chachamim come also. Not only did he make chosen kam, kala kam, or whatever, kala is a whole debate on its own. Because the Gemara seems to imply that by melchemes mitzvah, a chosen has to go and a kala has to go. Because the lashon of Chazal is afilu chosen mechadoroi v'kala mechupasa. So they ask a kasha on the Sefer HaChinuch. I'm sure you guys remember before Purim, we spoke about whether women are chayev in Zechiras Mechias HaMolek. And the reason why they may be potter, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, is because they're not benois melchama. The girls don't go to the war. And therefore, they're potter from Zechiras Mechias HaMolek, according to the Shitas HaChinuch. So they ask on the chinuch, what do you mean? Melchemes HaMolek is a Melchemes Mitzvah. And the Mishnah says, Melchemes Mitzvah, afilu choson mechupase v'kala mechupase. It's mashma, even a woman has to go. So there's many mahalchim, the two main mahalchim in the Achronim to answer that question is number one, that the kala only went to do things that were women's jobs. That means a woman never has to do combat. But to cook, to do things for the soldiers, that maybe they have to do. That's one pshat. And another pshat is, the kala doesn't even go for that. The reason why it says kala mechuposa is because if you take away the chosn, the kala has no chupa either. She can't have a chupa without a chosn. Right? She can't run a family life without a chosn. So mela, when you take away the chosn, you're taking away the kala. That's another mahalach. But al kuponim, Asa, when he went ahead and he called in everybody to the army, he drafted everybody. He drafted Chosn, Kala, Talmidei Chacham. And that's why he was punished. So the obvious question is, and this Tachronim talk about, if it was a Melchemes Mitzvah, so you're supposed to take the Chosn. And Lamaister, the Rambam Paskins, that any Melchemes, that's to protect Klal Yisrael from an enemy, the Melchemes Mitzvah. Potentially, according to the Rambam, even Bizman Hazeh, if you have soldiers, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or even other places, and they're there to protect Jewish people, according to the Rambam, Ezras Yisrael Miyad Tsar, protecting Jews, is a mitzvah. It's a Melchemes Mitzvah. Has been a Melchemes Mitzvah. They pass in the Rambam. In which case, Asa did nothing wrong. Not only that, what's the chiddush he drafted Talmidei Chachamim? Why shouldn't they be drafted? For war. So there's a merdeka pshat in Chazon Ish, and that will answer all of our questions. Chazon Ish says like this, you all know the famous meeting between David Ben-Gurion and Lahavdil Chazon Ish, and actually, that meaning that David Ben-Gurion had with the Chazon Ish succeeded in removing a potential draft from the woman, Gius Ponis. And the Chazon Ish was also very effective in contributing to the Ptur for Yeshiva Bachan. B'nai Torah that are learning Yeshiva. Chazon Ish's philosophy was very simple. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we also had soldiers. soldiers went to fight war. But the Gemara says there were two Aronis, there were two Arons. One Aron was in the Machane, and one Aron went out to war. There were two Kohanim Gedolim. One Kohen Gadol in Beis HaMikdash. Another Kohen Gadol, Mashuach Melchama, went out to war. So Chazanish said like this. He said, in order to succeed during a war, you have to have Torah. You can't forget about Torah. So it's not that a person is not chayiv to close his Gemara. I mean, Chas v'Shalom, if you're in the middle of learning a sugya, and you look out the window, and you see a jihadi with a gun running after a Jew, and you have a gun that you could blow the guy's head off, you have to do it. And you have to close the Gemara. And you have to run. That's why we jog. To be in shape. You have to run. And if somebody doesn't do that, Chaznish is saying, Klal Yisrael as a nation, we need to have the Talmidei Chachamim learning. Because without them, we're not going to win the war. We need to have soldiers. Chaznish wasn't saying you don't need soldiers, you need soldiers. But you also need Talmidei Chachamim learning. Kint, one without the other doesn't work. One without the other doesn't work. This is how I understood the Gemara in Megillah. Because the Gemara says in Megillah, I'm sure everybody remembers the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Gimel, that the Malach came to Yeshua ben Nun. And he had two tainas on him. He said, number one, you mevatel the Korban Tomid. And number two, you mevatel Torah. The Gemara then says, Miyad, Vayolon Yeshua Be'emek, Melamei Shalon Bumka Shal Aloch. Yeshua ben Nun took the Musa from the Malach and he started learning. When you look at the Gemara, it's a Peladik Gemara. Yeshua is in the middle of a war. It's a war zone. The Malach is asking him why he wasn't holding and learning. I mean, come on. Imagine today, there's a war going on. And I ask you, where are you for night? Say, this is a war. Not stop a war, you're a soldier. And I ask you, where were you for night? Say, Rebbe, it's ridiculous. This is even more unreasonable than the kosher phone policy. If it's shaykh, sheftel, right? It's not shaykh. Something should be less reasonable than that. But the Malach asked Yeshua. The Malach asked Yeshua ben Nun. What happened to learning? What do you mean, what happened to learning? Hello, Malach, open your eyes. We're in the middle of a war. What do you want? But Yeshua ben Nun doesn't tell the Malach, you don't know what's going on here. La ba shemayimi. You're in Shemayim, they don't have to do wars over there. We have wars over there. Miyad vayolan Yeshua Behemek. Yeshua went into learning. He started going into the sugya of Shlichas. According to Chaznish is Gevaldik. The Malach was saying, the only way you could be successful in war if there's Torah, if there's not simultaneous Torah going on, you can't be successful in war either. And that's why it's not a p'tur. The fact that you're in the middle of a war doesn't pater you from Talmud Torah. Because that's part of what you need. Just like you need a general, and you need ammunition, and you need war plans, you need strategies, you need Torah. It's all part of what's needed for Muhammad. Oh. So now we just have to apply the Gemara and Yuma, and we got it all made. Famous Gemara and Yuma Lamites, which is one of my favorite Agadat Gemaras. It's mamish. It's so yesodistic, so foundational. The Gemara says, "Losed lovei, not latafka losed lovei." Everybody's losed lovei when we come up to Shemayim, Lachamev Esrim. Hashem has questions for us. It's a scary day when you come up for judgment Shemayim. You can't give any. There's no garbage over there. You can't give baloney stories. It's a real, that's why it's called a true din. It's a true din. There's no fake. There's no shtiklach. I was going, I was coming. That's it. So it says, they're going to ask the oni They're going to ask the Ashir, they're going to ask the Rasha. They're going to ask all of them the same question. Madua lo yasakta b'ter. When you read the Gemara, it's a pella. Try to envision the Yom HaGadol. Okay? So, a Rosh Hashiva comes up to Shemayim. They tell him, Loma lo yasakta b'ter, you didn't learn enough. You didn't do enough. Loma lo yasakta b'ter. The rich Balabas comes up. Same question. Loma lo yasakta b'ter. Why didn't you learn? Each one's going to say they have excuses. Rashid would say he was busy with his Talmidim, he was busy with this, he had tear this, the dinners and this, and everybody has excuses. The rich guy says, what do you mean? I was running a multi-million dollar corporation, I had no time. Each guy has an excuse. The pauper says, I was busy with my paperwork, with welfare and this, and food stamps, and how to make sure I don't make wrong claims on each one. Everybody's busy. Then the Russia comes up. You know what a Russia means? A Russia means he did all the Averis. A murderer comes up. The murderer comes up, they ask him the same question as they asked me. I never killed anybody. Maybe some people think I killed them. I haven't killed anybody. Baruch Hashem, in my lifetime, I haven't killed anybody. So I'm going to come up to Shemayim. Hashem's going to say, why didn't I learn? Yitzi's going to come up to Shemayim. The only thing that he ever did in his life was jog. That's out of the box. Why don't you learn? Are we all the same question? Sorry. Yankiv the Zelda question. Everybody, Baruch, we're all the same question. They can ask you, why didn't you get the room done? Great idea, you should get it done. Everybody's going to get the same question. The Rasha? The Rasha comes up, he's a murderer. The son of Sam. They say he was Jewish, I don't know if he was, who knows. It's hard to believe a Jew could ever do that. He was a serial killer, serial murderer. He comes up to Shemayim with blood on his hands. And what do? They ask him, why didn't you learn? He learned. He learned. I'm a murderer. What do I learn? What do you want me to learn? The Rambam Hilchos Ratzeach? I'm a murderer. The Gemara says they ask everybody the same question. So I understand they asked me that question. Okay, I'm in the Beis Medrash. Hashem says, why didn't you learn more? I gave you opportunity. You have Beis Medrash. Learn more. I understand. A guy lives in a community that's a Beis Medrash. Why don't you learn more? The murderer? Him, you ask, why did you murder? Ask him why you murdered. Don't ask him why he didn't learn. Learning is the topping on top of the cake. Imagine a guy comes to court because he's a serial killer, serial rapist, serial killer. He comes to court. The judge pulls out a paper. Right? The indictment. Failed to come to Dav Yomish. He's busy killing people during the Dav. That's what they ask you in Shemayim. Madua lo yasakta b'Torah. Rabbi Yisai, this Gemara is telling you an unbelievable thing. It's telling you that the only solution to the Yetzer Hara is to learn Torah. If you learn Torah, it would mitigate all of your issues. Shemayim is going to the root cause. The root cause. A guy is holding and learning. I always tell this to people. To me, if a guy is thoroughly holding and learning, he's protected. Doesn't mean he can't do anything wrong. But he has a tremendous protection. Somebody's Shakur and learning. He has a protection. So therefore, the son of Sam comes up. They tell him, you're a murderer. But you know why you're a murderer? Because you never developed yourself. How do you develop yourself? Madu alo yasakta b'ter. If you were a yasakta b'ter, you wouldn't become a murderer. Barasi yetzirah, barasi teratavim. The only thing against the yetzirah is teratavim. Asa Melech Yehuda was unbelievable. He was a tzaddik Yisrael. But once he did Angariya b'talmid HaChachamim, once he lost the Chashivas HaTorah, it affected him. Didn't have the same bitachon he had before. That will explain the whole kasha that we had. Since he did Angariya b'talmid HaChachamim, which means to some degree, he lost the Chashivas for Torah, which is what the Gemara is saying, that had to impact him. And that's the way it is. In life, there's no way to really perfect yourself without Torah. There's no way. There's no way to develop. A person can't develop avas chesed, avas hamitzvahs without Torah. Even with Torah, you have to work on it. But, and the raya is, Hashem says, Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Torah Tavlin. Hashem says, I created Yetzer Hara. And the medicine against the Yetzer Hara is the Torah. So anybody who thinks they have a better medicine is crazy. The Rebbein Hashem invented the Yetzer Hara. The inventor himself is telling you, this is the solution. Torah. Without Torah, you're not going to be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So what do you think? You know better? And that's, so I really think that that answers all the kashas. Once he did Angariya B'Talmid HaChacham, and once Asa did that, so he was doomed to meet up with some kind of defeat on his ruchnius. Okay. Yashukai Chacham.